A couple years down the road, you're leaned back in your chair, boots up on your desk in your office.
Whoa.
It's that time of year when it finally, when like spring finally breaks, right? It's like the time of the year where you can stop wearing a jacket into work.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That time, it's like that specific time of year. The transition out of the winter doldrums into like a time where you can really enjoy being outdoors. You can enjoy exposing some of that fucking flesh.
What?
Yeah. You get a kick out of it, you know?
Hold on. I'm like showing off my body.
When spring finally springs and you start wearing like shorts into work,
Okay.
you look at your fucking knees and the tops of your calves. You just look at that old joint area and you go, "Welcome back." And then you step outside and you relish the first moments that the sun hits those little legs of yours.
Oh man. Okay.
It's a great day. So yeah, you got your feet up on your desk. You're on your phone, right? It's a pretty boring day at the office. You stand up, you walk across the wooden floor, creaks beneath your weight, to a little refrigerator, get a bottle of water. You walk back. You kind of stand at the window and look out in front of you at just the absolute beauty of the park at which you work. You work at a Lanalax National Forest.
Whoa.
You're like a park ranger.
Really?
Yeah, there's like a little radio, right? You got a couple of ATVs. There's a park area nearby. There are people who camp out there. Yeah, you're just there to enforce rules, make sure everything's okay.
I've never really big, or sorry, been big into like camping or anything like that. That's crazy. That why did I end up as like a park ranger? That's
So
not what
you
I would have thought.
actually, you were always like that, right? Like you never were a person who was like, "I love to hike, I love to camp, I'm an outdoorsman." That was never you, right?
No.
But a couple years before this, you were like on the internet, right? And
Fuck yeah.
there was this there was this this guy on like Twitter,
Yeah.
and he was telling people, he's like, "Hey guys, my life is falling apart." He has like a whole breakdown, right? He finds out his wife is cheating on him.
Oh,
He's
man.
getting rid of all of his assets. He doesn't want her to have a fucking thing. He's kind of like a wealthy playboy type, you know? And he says he has a 9.8 out of 10 first appearance of Spider-Man. He goes, "And
Oh, wow.
I'm dropping it here," and he sends like a pin
Oh,
of a
shit.
location.
So it's like a spite treasure
Yeah.
hunt almost.
Yeah, pretty much.
What's the guy's name?
His name is Frank Barbin. They were the Carbones, but they dropped the E when they came through Ellis Island. And the rest of the Carbone family never really forgave them.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That caused like a rift.
Generational rift.
Really?
The first generation of Americans in the Carbon family had no contact with the Carbones. They have no like identity to that part of their heritage. Like there's nothing there. It's like their bloodline started at Ellis Island.
Wow.
Either way, it's in here. Frank is again going. Frank is going through a nasty divorce. He and Allison are really it's been a couple hard years, and they just decided to call it quits. They can't put up with the constant lying, the cheating,
Infidelity, yeah.
yeah, infidelity. Like, it's not a good situation. There are dogs involved,
Shit. How
you
many?
know, three. They've got two little dogs, Scooter and Pooter. And then there's a really big dog called Tiny, like a Great Dane, and these two like little Yorkie dogs, and they just terrorize the fuck out of this Great Dane. It's the most anxious animal you've ever seen in your life. It is moments from like jumping over a fence into the woods, right?
Oh my God.
It's not a good situation for anybody.
It sounds awful.
It is awful, and that's why they're ending it. You know, they're ending it,
Yeah.
but they know it's going to be bitter. They know it's going to be, it's going to be nasty. It's going to be contentious. So Frank is just like, here you go, guys. I'd rather this go to somebody who would enjoy it than that smug piece of shit.
Sure. Okay.
And then he deletes it like seconds later.
Wow. But I write down the
You
location.
get it.
I
Yeah.
think Amazing Fantasy, I want to say number 15. I think that's what that is. Spider-Man
This is
books.
an amazing fantasy. That's what you think to yourself. As you write down those coordinates, you think this is an amazing fantasy coming to fruition. Right? You put your
Yeah, it's 15. I just checked.
you put
Fuck
your
yeah.
jacket on,
Okay.
grab your car keys, you go, what could make this day any better? And then you look into the cabinet and you thought you had zero nutty bars left, but there's one nutty bar in there. And
Whoa.
you go, fuck yeah. You grab that nutty bar. And you go out the door.
Yeah, I got a race there because,
Yeah, dude, you speed there. But somewhere in the green belt, there's an entrance nearby. You speed there that you fucking slide that little Ford Fiesta into a parking spot. You lock the door. You just start like hustling, right? You got the coordinates pulled up on your phone, right? You're walking in that direction, right? And like something, like you never find it, right?
Wow.
You never like can get there. It's either like too tall or too low, and that there's elevation change, and it's gonna take an effort to really get there.
Fuck.
And so at this time, you're out there hiking around. And then night falls and you get lost. And you get lost in the wilderness of Austin for about 5 days in a row. And over that time, you made a shelter. You killed and skinned a deer. You
What?
roasted its haunches to survive.
I mean, how long was I lost
Five
for?
days.
Holy shit.
Yeah, your phone lost power. You don't really have a good sense of direction. Again, this
I
isn't normally
don't.
your thing.
No.
So you just kind of wander around, but eventually you acclimate and you feel like a fucking man. And you come out of there.
Okay.
You
Well, I
turn your
guess.
phone back on and you're like hot on the trail of this thing. You can see it. It's real close as you're making your way out back towards your car. This and reinvigorated, this newfound burst of energy. You get to the location, you see some guy just come pick it up, like literally moments before you do.
Fuck.
And he goes, oh man, I already have this one. It can't hurt to have two. And he just walks away with it, right?
Oh, what a, oh man, that
So
sucks.
normally the woods wasn't your cup of tea, but you found something inside of yourself when you had to go through that experience. And now you just think like, man, what else is out there for me? What
Okay.
else can I explore within myself and within my environment?
I'm into this.
You're into this, buddy. You love your job.
Wow.
And you're sitting there looking out on nature's beauty, right?
Cool.
We're looking out the beautiful woods of Central Texas. There's a calmness and a stillness in the air. You can hear birds on the trees. You hear the wind as it whistles through the leaves. Again, first day of the year without a jacket, so you feel a little bit of chill on your skin, but you like it.
I feel like living. So I'm like living in. Do I live at the park or I?
No,
just
no,
work
no.
There. Okay.
You work
Never
there.
Mind. I was gonna say because if I lived there, I feel like I would have like by that point like heightened senses and like cool shit.
But
like
you're
that.
There enough that you do, right?
Oh fuck yeah.
Right, like you feel very connected to the place.
All
you
right.
know
Cool.
and you're sitting there, you're sipping on this bottle of water, and you hear just a thunderous crash. You hear like a crack and then a crash and then several smaller crashes behind it. You look out over the horizon, you see a plume of dust come up through a thicket of trees, and you think, I gotta go check this shit out.
Okay.
You put on your flare gun. You pack your your ready bag, you know, medical supplies. You got your radio with you, you know, all the essentials, right? Just in case, your prepared bag. You hop on a little ATV type thing, quad. And you head out in that direction. There's a trail that goes by there, so you know exactly where it is. There's like a steep, like a rock wall face, and like just beyond that is where all that dust came from. All that
okay,
it rose up through the trees. So you head out there, right? You eventually have to like cover your face because there's all this dirt in the air. You know, it has to settle. But you look in, and part of the wall is like. Part of this like rock wall has just like cracked, you know, and the rock has like fallen out of the side of this cliff, you know, just kind of fell off. So many years, you know, all that weight, the crack just gets bigger and bigger, and then eventually it collapses, leaving a hole in the side of this rock wall. And you walk up to it, and it's really kind of like unlike anything you've ever seen before. It's probably like a 10 by 10 squarish area, right? Like its own, like a size of like a bedroom or something. You see that there's like a, again, like this is what was left behind when this rock pulled away. It looks like there's almost like, I don't know how to describe it other than it looks like a chair, like a lazy boy, right? It looks like kind of in the middle of the room. Like if you're looking at this rock wall, you see this big hollow space, and in the middle of it, facing like the left side, looks like a chair. And you kind of like walk a little closer. You'd swear that that chair is facing like a television console.
What?
Like made out of rock.
They're all made out of rock.
It's all made out. Everything's made out of rock. You kind of like take a step in and, oh, there's a paint. There's like what looks to be like a ping pong table in the corner with like a paddle and balls. But it's all made out of rock.
A
There's
lazy
like a
day rock formation. Or lazy boy.
Yeah, and there's like a, it looks like, you know it's not, but it looks like a beer sign on the wall, you know?
A beer sign?
Yeah, I don't know how else to describe it. It's it looks like a
like
beer
one of
sign,
those,
but it's made.
Like the
Yeah,
neon things with like
there's a
Miller Lite or
neon. It
whatever.
looks like there's a chain, but it's all made out of rock, you know? So you can turn it on.
Hold on, is it emitting light?
When you look directly at it, no. But when you're not looking at its direction, you swear. It gives off a faint glow.
Oh, man.
You kind of like turn in the other direction. It gets to the back wall. There's like, again, it looks like a dartboard. And there's like little pieces of stone sticking out. They look like darts. And you think this looks like it's a cave, you know?
Hold on. Yeah, okay.
It's a cave, but it's all this. It really is, I think, a man cave. It's a man cave. The dust sort of clears.
Oh, Aaron.
You walk over to that fucking chair
Yeah.
in the center of the room.
Does it look like it'd be comfortable or?
Yeah. I mean, it's made out of, again, it's made out of rock,
I sit down
but
in it
it
immediately.
looks like a, what would be a comfortable fucking chair, man.
Yeah, I sit down in it, I think. I kick
You
my
sit
feet
down
up.
in it, and it is surprising how comfortable this chair is to you. You sort of like sink into it in a way. You let your body just yield to its resistance.
Yield to the rock.
You yield to the rock. You melt into the fucking rock.
Oh.
And you kind of lay there, you sit there. It's a perfect height. You lay your head back and it rests against what would be like the back, like back pillow, the top edge of that. And it just fits you so perfectly. Right?
That's cool.
The
All
next thing
right.
you know, you're waking up to the howl of a wolf, and it is like 4 hours later. It is
Oh,
dark.
sh
You fell asleep in this
no.
chair. You kind of turn and you think that, like, you see like the back corner illuminated by that, what again looks like a beer sign. So you walk out, right? You see your ATV sitting there. You see your pack still sitting on the back. What do you do?
Do I see it? So it's dark outside.
Yeah, it's dark outside. You got a light on your ATV, though.
Oh, right. I have ATV, don't I?
Yeah.
Okay.
A quad.
All right. I guess I probably shouldn't stay in the man cave overnight because you said I heard wolves.
Yeah. There's just like a wolf, in the
Yeah, I probably.
distance,
Yeah, it
the
feels like
woods.
I could be easily like cornered and like killed inside this man cave. I guess
Yeah.
I marked the location for sure because I want to come back when I have time because
Yeah.
it's an interesting find for sure.
Yeah.
Just the wolves are, kind of, disheartening, I guess, to hear. So
Well, I mean, it is like a national forest, when you, there's got to be some sort of predator prey,
I
you
know,
know.
but I don't. My point is that I don't want to get eaten by this fucking wolf.
Oh,
So
yeah. Hey, I get it. I get
okay.
it.
So I get into the ATV and I head out.
You mark your map, right? You, go back to your office. You get your shit. You go home for the night, right? You go back the next day, and even more of like the rock face has fallen, so it's covered like most of the big hole where the cave entrance is. But there is like a small sliver that you can get into.
Okay.
So now it's like even more hidden, not more hidden than totally concealed in rock, but you get what I'm saying.
Right. But you can still get in and out comfortably enough.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can't, just like one person. And again, this is like a remote enough area that you don't think anybody's ever going to see it. Like
Okay, then
it would
I.
have to be brought, somebody would have to be brought there
You know
if
what I
my
do?
good.
To kind of get o like to kind of like move on past not finding that comic book. Is I probably sit in the man cave and I read Amazing Fantasy 15 just
Yeah.
on like a, yeah, I mean, I have Marvel Unlimited on my tablet, so I guess I read, yeah, I just sit there and go fuck it and just sit there and read it in the man cave.
Your next day you go in, right? You do all of your duties. You got little places you got to spot check, you got a wildlife camera you got to look at, right?
A
You got
what?
all that kind of stuff. Like a wildlife camera, a trail camera, but it catches like videos of animals running through the woods at night.
What did it find this time?
Nothing this time. But every now and then you do see something. There are times where it's just like a white flash across the screen. You can never identify it properly. But you don't see that. So you do all that shit, right? So now for the rest of your day, you grab your fucking tablet.
Yeah.
You get on that ATV, that fucking quad, bro.
What color is it?
Red, like your blood.
Holy
That
shit.
way, because you know, red and green are complementary colors, I think it'll be easier to see.
A blood red ATV.
Yeah, blood red ATV. So you get on that quad, you drive to the man cave,
Man
you
cave.
shimmy through the crack, you walk over to the beer sign, you
I turn
grab
it
that
on.
chain of rocks, and
Yeah.
you pull it, and you feel the hum of electricity run through those rocks. And you swear the room gets a little bit brighter.
That's really weird. Is there anything else in there? Like, have I explored all of the man cave yet, or not really?
You just like walked around, you know, there's like
There's not,
cabinetry
there's,
and
okay. It
yeah.
doesn't go any
But again, it's
deeper.
all made out of what I should say, what looks to be cabinetry. It's all made out of stone.
Okay.
So you go through, there's like a what looks to be like a fridge, you know, there's a stove or what looks to be a stove, you know, with an oven, what looks to be an oven.
Can I open the oven?
Yeah, so you lean down, you open the oven, there's a fucking there's a grate in the middle of it.
Holy shit.
There's
This is
a
so
rack
weird.
there.
Why does
There's
this
knobs on
exist?
it. Huh?
Like I'm just, I guess I would be wondering while I'm kind of looking around and opening the oven, is like someone clearly built, someone made this. And I'm just wondering
Well, I
who.
mean, you know, when that big rock fell out of the wall, that's what it left behind. You know, so you open up the fridge. It looks like there's like a little Chinese food box inside. This is what it looks like, but it's made out of rocks, you know. And
You keep saying that. That's what it looks like. Are you telling me that that someone came in and created these things out of rock, or are you telling me that these are just, this is just a naturally occurring man cave, that when the thing came
I'm just
down,
telling you what you're seeing when you walk in there. All I know is that this
this
big
is
chunk
just
of rock
what's
fell out of the
okay.
wall, and now there's like this cave there.
Okay. Fair enough.
But yeah, there's like a Chinese food box. There's a hot pocket thing in the free what looks to be like a hot pocket box in the what appears to be the freezer.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, stuff like that.
Cool.
There's you open up the cabinets. There's what looks to be like a big stack of what appears to be plates. There's like some cups, what it looks like be like cups like stacked inside of each other.
Okay.
There's like a what looks to be like a junk drawer filled with what appears to be just like a random odds and ends, you know. Something looks like a screwdriver, something looks like a wine opener, right?
Very odd.
Shit like that. Like a deck of cards, what looks to be like a deck of cards.
I guess I sit,
All of it made out of stone.
I go back to the lazy boy and sit down and fucking read some comics and just kind of relax in the man cave.
You're hanging out in that fucking man cave, right? Reading comics.
Amazing Fantasy. Number 15. Steve Ditko.
So you're there reading your fucking little storybook.
My little
Yeah, your little fucking storybook. Right? You get a call on your radio from your boss, and they're like, "Hey, Pat, what's your 20?"
So
What do you tell them?
I'm off duty, right?
No, this is like you're on the clock. This is like your day at work. You did all your menial bullshit you had to do. You've already done, and you have like the most rest of your day free.
Oh, okay. I guess I just go, "Hey, I'm ex I'm I just tell them where I'm at." I go, "I'm in this part of the park, you know, hanging out among the rocks, I guess."
They go, "Hey, I need your help with something. Can you come back up here to the office?"
Okay. Who is this?
This is your boss.
But who, what's his name?
His name is Stefania and
Stefania?
Shrimp.
What?
Stefania and Shrimp. This is his
Schmidt.
name. His
Oof.
family were some of the first to pull those motherfuckers out of the Gulf. That's what they said. That's what's on their family flag. We were the first to pull those motherfuckers out of the Gulf, and then it shows us a big ass shrimp.
Oh, okay. That's
Right?
kind of a cool flag. It's
Oh
just a
yeah.
shrimp.
That's a, there's a, behind it, there's a houseboat
Yeah.
that they are clearly fishing off of illegally. It's not meant for commercial fishing. And over that is like a, the big ass shrimp, and it says, we were the first motherfuckers to, or we were the first ones to pull those motherfuckers out of the Gulf.
It says
Shrimp.
motherfuckers on their
You
flag.
goddamn right it does. It says motherfuckers on their flag.
You can tell that the boat is illegally fishing from
Yeah,
looking
there's
at
like a
the.
TV on in the background, you know.
Yeah, okay.
There's the, like her, there's like one of their great uncles is in there making eggs on the stove. Like you can see into it, you know.
I don't, yeah, okay. I guess I don't know that much about the flag.
He's shirtless, you know.
I mean, that's a hilarious flag. I mean, I would love to have that flag.
Yeah, Stefanian Shrimp of the Shrimp family, you know, kind of wanted to leave a little bit of a different path. He said, I've seen enough water for seven lifetimes.
I fucking bet, dude.
So he wanted to be on solid ground, and he became a ranger as well. And he's now he's your boss.
All right.
So he calls you back in. You go inside, and Stefanian is sitting there at the table, and he's got a jar of salsa. And he goes, can you open this for me? And he gives you the salsa. And
What the fuck? How
when you
is he
go to like,
old?
you don't really know. He could be anywhere between like his late 40s to his mid 60s. You know, he's
Oh,
somewhere
okay.
in there.
All
He's
right.
just a guy who doesn't look a certain age, you know, or he looks rather many ages.
Okay, because it seems like an old man move to have me come all the way back to base to just
Yeah.
open a thing of salsa. All right, so I guess I open it for him.
And you open it, you grab this thing. And you open it so easily. It just slides open. Almost like the salsa jar is going, "Yes, daddy." Just opening up like that, you know?
Okay.
And you kind of like surprise yourself at how easily you did it. Stefani goes, "God damn, son." He goes, "You might be the manliest man I know."
Okay. All right, Stefanian. Anything else?
He goes, "Just don't let me eat all this salsa. It's gonna ruin my dinner." And he starts eating chips and salsa right there, you know.
I guess I have a couple myself.
Yeah,
I
you guys
go,
sit
of
down, you
course.
watch some bloopers on YouTube
Yeah,
while
I
you
get
like
a.
home.
I don't know why, but I get the feeling that me and Stefanian probably like annoys me, but I do like him.
Yeah, well, for sure.
Yeah,
And
okay.
especially in like the spectrum of like your job experience, he's great, you know.
Cool. All right. I guess I just eat a few chips with Stefanian then.
Yeah, you eat a few chips with Stefanian.
Stefanian.
You guys are eating there. You're watching like funniest, you know, home videos, blue, a lot of nut shots, like, you know, very, but it's great.
Fuck
It's
yeah. Oh,
timeless, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
Stefanian's laughing. There's also all over his keyboard, you know, it's just, right? He's laughing out the salsa.
How many chips does he eat?
50 to 55, somewhere in
Oh,
there.
Stefanian, you're gonna spoil dinner, dude.
Yeah,
You
he's
made me
burping,
promise.
right? It smells like chips, you know.
I was
Yeah,
supposed to
you try to
stop
stop him a
you.
couple times. He says, "I'm already too far gone."
All right.
He's like, "At this point, this is my dinner." So he
Okay.
really like leans
Sure.
into him. Like I said, over 50 easily. And this is the start of the bag when the chips are big and not crushed.
So many chips.
It's a significant amount of chips. So you guys sit there for a little while, right? He goes, "Oh, hey, while I got you here, I need your help fixing a fence." You guys walk out back. It was like a, like an 8-foot section of like wooden fence had gotten blown over in the wind the night before. And Stefanian tells you he'll be right back. He's gonna get the hammer. He goes, "And we'll lift it up together." And you kind of like bend down, you grab it, and you look it up, and you feel just strength coursing through your veins.
Really?
Yeah. And you lift up this fence with one hand, and you're holding it up, and Stefani goes, "Holy shit. Because how'd you do that?"
I don't really know.
He goes, I never took you to be such a man's man.
All right.
So he like hammers
I just
this.
laugh a little, I guess.
He hammers this fence back together, right? So you he's talking to you the whole time about it, you know. And he goes, well, there's two of us here. Let's do the oil change on the quad.
Okay.
So you guys kind of walk out front to the quad, still warm from your recent trip.
Red as
You don't
blood.
think anything of it. You remove the oil plug and you spill hot oil onto your arm.
Oof. Fuck.
You see it sizzle. And you don't even flinch.
Whoa.
Stefani goes, you might be the toughest motherfucker I've ever seen. And you just don't even flinch. You don't react. You think
Whoa.
nothing of it. You wash your arm off in cold water. You put a bandage over the burn. And you go back and finish the oil change.
How did this happen?
So you leave for the day, right? You leave for the day with your chest puffed out. A little pep in your step. Feeling a little more confident in your masculinity.
Whoa. Okay.
You wake up the next morning. You have like, you started to regrow all of your hair on your head.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean
Your
all of it?
beard looks longer and thicker than it did the night before. Your voice just seems to register a little bit deeper than it did the day before.
Weird.
So you go back to work the next day. What do you do first thing?
I don't know, because I feel like exposure to the man cave has just made me more manly somehow. And so I go to work and just kind of just get through the day. So I go back to the man cave and just see what would happen if I just kept going there.
So you get all your menial tasks done,
yeah,
right? All your shit. You take a piss, your dick looks bigger than it did ever before.
Okay.
It feels heavy in your hands.
Oh.
You tuck it away and go back to work, right? Finish all your menial tasks, and you get on that fucking quad and go right back to the man cave.
Yeah.
You go inside. What do you do?
Honestly, I probably play some darts.
You walk
darts.
Up to what looks to be like the dartboard, you
yeah.
know, and you see like what appears to be darts like sticking out of it. You grab them and they do release from the wall.
Whoa.
You take a few steps back. You see what looks to be like a line in the floor. You throw the dart. I don't know how to explain it, but it sticks, right?
Whoa.
Right? I don't know how. I'm not a geologist, but it sticks in the end of the rock.
Okay.
For 12 points. You play a few rounds of darts, you know? I don't know what they're called. Turns, rounds, whatever they are. You throw the darts, all three darts, in succession several times, you know? And they stick every single time.
Do I like, am I any good at it?
I don't know. Are you good at darts?
I'm okay at it.
Then you're fine.
Okay. Well, I probably do that for a few times. And then after doing it a few times, I guess I go back, you know, I'm called back to that lazy boy and I fucking fire up some more comic books, I think, that seemed to do the trick last time. Let's
you
just
sit
keep,
down.
Let's just ride this fucker out. Let's see how far we can take this.
You sit down, you pick up the iPad, you start reading, right? You pull the chain, gets a little bit brighter inside. You don't know how. There's no light source. And you sit there for a couple hours just reading comic books till the end of your shift, and then you go back home. You go out that night for dinner. Your friends meet you out. You go to an Applebee's. And your friends are like, Pat, you look different. You know, you're kind of like regrowing your hair, your beards, and you like they're like, no, you look taller. Like you look a little bit taller. Like, are
Yeah.
you wearing lifts or anything? And you're like,
No,
no, I'm just
no.
this is me. And like it's so weird. I didn't maybe I'm seeing something. I don't know, you know? And you're laughing with just like a deeper register. At one point you laugh and a fucking trumpet falls off the wall
Whoa.
at an apple. It was the trumpet that they use in Lou Vega's Mambo Number 5. Trumpet. It's that fucking trumpet. You laugh the Lou Bega trumpet right off the fucking wall. That's how deep your voice is.
Oh man, sorry, Lou.
So you're sitting there at the Applebee's, right? You have some appetizers. You get a soda. Everybody says their goodbyes. You walk out into the parking lot, right? Your friend like goes to leave and they accidentally have the car in drive instead of reverse, and they drive like over one of those like yellow parking blocks, you know?
Yeah.
And you walk up to it, you go, leave it to me. And you lift the front of the car up and you like
Fuck.
move it back over the thing. And you just feel strength in your hands.
Wow.
And people are like shocked at this, right?
Yeah, I can see that.
So you so the plan is to kind of like just continue to repeat this process, right? Where you're just constantly going to the man cave every day. So you do it for like a week, and eventually you outgrow your clothes and you have to request a new uniform, right?
How tall am I now?
You eventually grow to be about 6'1",
Whoa.
right? And you keep going to the man cave over and over again, and over the next like 2 months your body grows until you're like 6'10", and then one day you wake up and your brain just grows out of your skull. It
What?
cracks open in the middle of the night and you lay there as your brain just keeps growing and growing and growing, but it grows quicker than like your musculature does. And the man cave slowly poisons you over time, and it's your toxic masculinity, and you wind up thinking that nothing ever is going to happen to you, and you just outgrow your body at a rate that eventually kills you. You read all those comics in the dark of the man cave and they made you
Well,
6'10", and then you blew up from the inside.
I mean,
You just kept going.
yeah, I mean, I
He
went out.
saw something was happening to you, and you just said you were gonna keep going.
Well, I just wanted to see what would happen. I mean, I don't know. I was just
Yeah.
curious.
Yeah, you kept going, and then your brain outgrew to your bones and you died.
My toxic masculinity.
Yeah,
Wow.
that's what the doctor said you died of.
Well,
The first
whatever.
case of toxic masculinity.
You know what? I had a lot of fun, though. I hung out in a man cave that was just there for me, and I read some comic books, I threw some darts, I relaxed for a while, and then I guess I died. So I guess it wasn't worth it, but it was fun at least.
Elon Musk buys the man cave from the Linolex Corporation,
What?
and he does the exact same thing.
I
The exact same thing.
mean, I'm in good company at least. Fuck,
Yeah, you guys
man.
both meet up together in hell.
Oh, man.
You spend hell with Elon Musk.
Why do I go to hell? What do
Ah,
I
you were
do?
cursing and jacking off a lot there at the end, you know, because of all the masculinity. Because of all the manliness, you're jacking off a lot at the end.
Oh man. All right.
Yeah.